Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio. I'm over in Granite Falls on Main Street at the K.K. Berge Gallery, the Granite Falls Area Art Council building here, Prentice Street. And I have a special guest with me, Olga Nichols, who is an artist. That's your right title, Olga?
That's right. Okay. I'm a visual artist, if you want to specify.
Okay. A visual artist. So yes. What's a visual artist?
Well, a visual artist does more paintings, drawings, photography, and so okay. It encompasses that. Whereas an artist is very broad. It could be an actor, a singer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all different genres of art.
Okay. Well, thanks for inviting me over. I've never been in the Berge building here. It's quite the building, isn't it?
Yeah, how do you like it?
Yeah, I love it a lot. A lot of art displayed here in this building.
Yeah, currently we have Jess Gorman's photo documentary of the Yellowstone Trail. So stop in and take a look at that. Yeah.
And that's where me and you met on the Yellowstone Trail last summer. You and Jessica Gorman were... Tell us about that.
Oh, yes. Jess and I got together. She's the photographer. I'm more of the painter. And we got together to paint murals along the Yellowstone Trail. And our first public mural was in Milan last year. So we're going to get that picked up, you know, coming this spring.
Right. Yep. Actually, the mural was in Watson, Minnesota, and so when you drive down the highway by the Goose Bar there, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's Watson. Yes, Watson.
Okay. Well, Olga, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what brings you to Granite Falls and about your art?
Yes, as I mentioned before, I'm a visual artist. I specialize more in painting, acrylics, oils, and a lot of mixed media. I'm getting more towards 3D art right now, so it's really exciting to explore the different genres and the different media of art. The sky's the limit where this can go.
Yeah, for sure. Where did you you live? You were in the cities before?
Yes, I was in the cities. I went to Hamline University, and that's where I did my studio art, and I also graduated with... an architecture degree. So I lived in the cities for a while before I moved out to Buffalo Lake.
Okay.
And I live in Lake Lillian now. I feel like I keep moving farther and farther west. I might end up in Granite Falls.
We might end in South Dakota too, right?
That's right. Exactly. Yep.
Just keep moving west, right?
Keep moving west towards the 212 Yellowstone Trail.
There you go. Yeah, the Yellowstone Trail, that goes all the way out to the west coast, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yeah. So maybe I'm touring the Yellowstone Trail.
Well, the Granite Area Arts Council really does a fine job in the Granite Falls area, don't they? Tell us a little bit about that group that you belong to.
Okay. Yes, the Granite Area Art Council puts on artists, local artists. Usually the shows or the exhibitions run 6 weeks.
Okay.
So, like I said, it's Jess Gorman's Follow the Yellowstone Trail, a photo documentary currently up right now. But the Granite area is really great in the supporting local artists and just having art events.
Yep. Well, before we talk about your big event that's coming up here, how did you get involved in art? Have you done it since you were a little girl? Or
I actually started drawing. I always say I started drawing as long as I could hold a pencil. And so I just kept drawing and doing all sorts of African art because I grew up in Africa. And eventually I took up art in college and getting my degree. But even after I graduated from college, I didn't practice as a professional artist right away, but I continued to draw and paint and explore. And then eventually, I became a professional artist.
Does it give you some... relaxation or comfort to draw?
Oh, absolutely. It's therapy.
It's therapy.
Yes, and it's a form of communication. It's just like writing.
Okay.
So a painting can say so much. It could be a short story. It could be a novel.
Right.
Depending on what the artist is trying to depict and what the audience sees in it.
Right. Yeah, just looking at your paintings around here, Olga, amazing drawer, artist. Really some nice, well, I don't call them paintings, do you?
Or, Yeah, okay.
They're
paintings, okay. Or they're pieces of art, because some of them aren't really painting. Some of them are 3D collages. And
okay.
So, yeah.
So where do you get your inspiration from or your ideas from, like this painting in front of us here, of the sunset?
So some of them are usually more technique, like the sunset was more technique, okay. A place that I wanted to be. But most of them are from experience. They're like my short stories.
Oh, nice.
And so that's my inspiration. I have a saying that my baggage is left on my canvases, so I have no baggage left. So whether it's a difficult thing that I'm going through or a beautiful message I want to share, it just ends up on my canvas.
Very good. So, it's like a blog then.
That's right. Okay. Yes, it is.
I'm a blogger, but I write, and you're a blogger in a way, and you draw.
That's right, yes. Okay. Different kind of blogger, yes.
Yep, all right. Well, tell us what you got coming up here in Granite Falls.
So I've got a life drawing class, figure drawing class with a live model coming up here at the KK Berge Gallery. That's going to be on January the 26th from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m.
Okay.
And everyone, all skill levels are invited.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what is this exactly? And it's figure drawing?
Yes, it is figure drawing. So okay. We're going to focus on, it's going to be a really simple one-on-one figure drawing class. I know it's very intimidating for people to think about drawing a human figure.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be very simple. We're going to focus on form, just line and light and shadow.
Oh, okay.
So anybody can do it.
All right.
So you just have to be interested.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to draw a live human figure. And you just draw the outline of the body and stuff, or
yes.
The whole? Okay.
So we'll do obviously start with the outline, and then we're going to focus on the light and shadow, which will create the form.
Oh.
So I'll have the students see just how you can create form just by light and shadow.
Okay.
Yes.
And this is open to everyone, 16 years old or older.
Yes. Okay. The students have to be 16 years or older because we're going to have a live model.
Okay. And what's it cost?
It costs $30 per person, and that includes materials.
Okay, so all the materials will be furnished then?
That's right.
Okay. That sounds really interesting. So where is this going to take place?
That's going to be at the KK Berge Building at 807 Prentice Street in Granite Falls.
Okay.
And that's January 22nd.
Okay.
Sorry, 26th, January 26th.
Yep, and that's a Saturday, 4:30 to 6:30. And people want to sign up. How can they do that, Olga?
So people can call the gallery at 320-564-4240 or actually stop in the building. I also have a Facebook page. Design Sphere by Olga. They can go on that, and they can they'll get the information. They'll get the number and the information that I've mentioned.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the human body is will be the subject, and it's quite of art form type thing.
Oh, absolutely. I always think of the human body as a piece of art.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what shape or form or size, it's such a beautiful piece of art that I want to celebrate more.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I agree. I've always thought that too.
Awesome. So, yeah, then we're on the same page.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe I should take the class then, huh?
You probably should, okay. Yes. Yeah, you'd have so much fun.
All right. Yeah, and you learn a lot about lighting. Lighting is important in stuff like this.
Oh, yes. Yeah, lighting is very important because that's what helps create the form, the 3D form on a 2D piece of canvas.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what other projects are you working on, Olga?
So right now I'm currently working with Follow the Yellowstone Trail with Jessica Gorman. We're going to pick up the mural project in the spring, as I mentioned.
Yep.
But we also have an exhibition coming up in June.
Okay.
And since this year, 2019, marks the 100-year anniversary of the Prohibition Act.
Oh, okay.
And Granite Falls has a really... a history on that, as Andrew Volstead lived in Granite Falls, as you would know.
Yep.
And
I just drove by his house.
Oh, fun! Yeah. Yes. So we have an exhibition coming up called Prohibited Acts, and that will be in June, and it's going to be at the KK Berge Gallery right here. So we're excited because it's going to be a multimedia exhibition.
Oh. Oh,
so
nice.
We'll have 2D art, 3D art, and a live interaction gallery.
Oh, nice.
So, put that on your calendar.
Okay. And yeah. No, has there been a date for that yet, or just stay tuned?
The gallery starts end of May.
Oh, okay.
And runs through the whole of June.
Oh, gotcha.
So okay. We'll, get on my Facebook page and follow the Yellowstone Trail, and we'll just keep you posted.
Okay. Real good, Olga. So let's tell our listeners about this figure drawing with Olga class coming up.
Yes, so the figure drawing class is an adult figure drawing class, 16 years and older, coming up on January 26th, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., and it's $30 per class.
Okay.
So get on my Facebook page. That's Design Sphere by Olga, and you'll get a lot of information there. You can also go to the Granite Area Arts Council, and it will have the phone number and the event there, and so you can sign up.
Okay. Real good, Olga. It's been a pleasure visiting with you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure visiting with you, too. And one thing I need to mention, too, that we should look forward to, that's going to involve the whole of Southwest Minnesota, well, different towns in Southwest Minnesota. I'm working with Ashley Hanson with the Yes House, and we have a group of 10 artists, 10 female artists, really amazing female artists with a diverse background as well as different genres. And we're going to be collaborating with local artists to get events in the different towns.
Sounds awesome.
So, I look forward to that. Well, we're going to start in February, and look out, and we might have an event coming to your town.
All right. And we'll look forward to that, too.
All right. Thank you very much.
I think you're going to turn me into an artist, Olga.
I think I am at this point. That's the goal.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your time.
All right. Thank you. Yeah.
That's Olga Nichols here at the K.K. Berge Art Gallery here in downtown Granite Falls. So sign up for her figure drawing with Olga. Once again, that's Saturday, January 26th from 4:30 to 6:30 here in Granite Falls. And that number is 320-564-4240. That's 564-4240.